Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Our guest this evening is Alicia Beach from the Mom Forum. Alicia Beach is a birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and a stepmom of four step adults. Yes, eight kids, aka professional mom, complete with a bachelor's in child development. She is also a wife, home cook, terrible housekeeper, laundry avoider, avid breastfeeder, baby wearer, and blogger of Mom Truth at themomforum.com, and self-care practitioner and advocate. Welcome, Alicia. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Why don't you just start by telling the audience a little bit about yourself and how your story kind of came into the Mom Forum?
Sure. So as you read, I am a mom to many in a lot of different ways. So I'm basically a mom in just about every way you could be a mom. I'm a stepmom to my four stepkids, who are technically adults now. I adopted a family member. Well, we're still in the process of adopting, but he is legally ours now. And I have had three children of my own. And I have a husband who happens to travel and work really crazy hours and travel kind of at the drop of a dime. So between having all those kids, I was losing my sanity, basically. And actually, when we decided to bring in my oldest, who is the one that is adopted, I started having anxiety. And I did not know what it was. I thought I was having heart problems or breathing problems. I literally went to a doctor who treated me, basically completely dismissed me. And so I had to figure it out on my own. And I realized that I could not leave my self-care, my health to the whims of when maybe I had time to take care of myself in between taking care of all these kids and having a family. And I had to get much more strategic about prioritizing myself and doing the things that I needed to do for me so I could be sure that I could be there for my family. So that was a journey, and it took quite a bit of learning and figuring things out. And one of the things that I really discovered was my need for community and to be surrounded by people, especially other moms that get it. And so I had naturally been doing that over time. I had started a Facebook group when I got pregnant with my first one. And then I accidentally went viral with my second kid, who was my daughter, with a breastfeeding photo of myself and her. And I wrote about it. And a lot of women reached out to me, thanking me for kind of showing a real picture of motherhood. And so I was like, oh, wow, I can write about this stuff too.
Yes.
And I hosted my first event called the Mom Forum, not knowing that what it was going to turn to. And I just brought together a panel of friends to kind of discuss the truth about motherhood so that other people could hear it. And then I kind of wrote here and there on my own personal blog. And then I decided I wanted to do the Mom Forum, which is the mom-forum.com, and expand my platform and really write about that, but to see it more as a community for women. So you see a lot of mom blogs, and it's really about the kids and what you can do for the kids. And what I wanted to focus on was moms and how to support and empower moms in their journey through motherhood and make it about them, and to help build a community through that in the digital space, but also in person.
Why do you feel like the self-care is just so important, especially for mothers?
I think just anyone in general, we take self-care for granted. And I think especially for moms, we tend to put everyone else's care in front of our own, and we just go, 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 go until we burn out and fall apart. And I was tired of getting to that point because it doesn't make me a good mom. I end up snapping at my kids. I don't feel good. It doesn't make me a good wife. And so I think that people, especially moms, to prioritize themselves and know that it is okay to focus on yourself so that you can be there for your kids and your family in the way that you want to be. You can be the mom, the wife, the daughter, the friend that you want to be. And you're not waiting until you completely fall apart before you go, oh, you know what? I haven't been doing very good for myself.
Right. Here at Early Accountability, we really try to focus on some of those like early action steps that people can take to help them organize and execute any personal or professional goals that they have for themselves. And I think self-care is so important. One, I think it's a goal within itself, but it's very critical in how we, like you said, operate in other domains of our lives. So if we're not taking care of ourselves or we're not a full vessel, that's going to affect how we are in our relationships, how we are at our job, you know, how we are out in the community. What are some specific steps that listeners can take to help them prioritize their self-care and just do a better job of making sure they come in and take time for them?
Well, first and foremost, you said it yourself, you have to prioritize it. Like it has to be at the top of your to-do list. It can't be a, oh, I have an hour, let me go run and get a mani-pedi. No, that's only like, oh, you got to take a breath, but you're still going to be stressed out when you come back from that mani-pedi. So I tell people that you really have to build routines into your daily life that make the space for you to have time for self-care. If that means you need to get up 15, 20 minutes earlier than everybody else so that you have some time to yourself, that you can do some things that you need for yourself, then do that. Or if you can build it into your lunch break where you go take a walk in the middle of the day and get some time to kind of relax and let things go or think through some things. Or maybe you're a night owl and you set some time aside at night. But to set routines throughout your day for time for yourself, but also routines of the things that you know you should be doing that we often overlook as self-care, but are the very bare basics, like eating. So many people don't eat properly and then they feel like crap and right. It just goes into everything else. But if you're not eating good, nutritious meals throughout the day, you're not functioning at your best. So make sure that you are taking care of your basic self needs as part of your daily routine. Eating healthy meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, getting a decent amount of sleep. For moms, that may be easier said than done, but at least like say you're going to go to bed at a certain time and put that cell phone down at that time. Don't turn on Netflix. Let's say if you're going to go to bed at 10 o'clock, go lay down in the bed at 10 o'clock. So you can get that sleep.
Exactly. Now, sleep is, I've been talking to a lot of people about that. Like, I have done so much better now that I actually get a good night's sleep. Like, I'm more productive. I have more energy. I don't really need caffeine. So sleep is, like, huge. Big one,
I think. It makes a huge difference.
It makes a huge difference. What are some of your self-care non-negotiables?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, I eat. I have to. I'm hypoglycemic, so my blood sugar can drop. Mm-hmm. So I have to have nutritious meals. Like I can't do a lot of sugar because then I get the spike and the drop and then I can get a headache. I could pass out. I get the shakes. I cannot function if I don't eat consistent, wholesome meals throughout the day. So that's a non-negotiable. I also get up before my kids because I just need that quiet time. Like just the quiet silence and kind of to get myself together before I get my kids together and get up and get them going. I didn't know I needed that until I challenged myself to do it last year. And the biggest difference that I saw was actually in my kids. Like there was a huge difference in the morning when I came to them, not in a crazy, hurried frenzy, yelling at them to get moving and get up. And they were much more pleasant in the morning. Not that it's always fabulous. But it made a huge difference.
I know when I started to have a lifestyle change, I had a little bit of backlash from some of the people around me who were close to me and used to me, we would say, kind of already being a certain way or living a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
What challenges did you face when you really started to prioritize your self-care? And how did you handle them?
I think mostly I had to communicate with my husband because I just would take everything on. And it wasn't his fault. He would go out of town and, you know, his job is you can't really plan for the things that come up. His schedule is not consistent. And I had to speak up and say, look, I need more time for me. I need to be able to do more things for me, just to let him know where I am, where I'm standing, and what I needed from him, which I'm like a let's get it done. I got it. Don't worry about it. I'll just do stuff just to get it done. It's done. My way is taken care of. And I feel like I handled everything. And it's like, no, I have a husband who's a partner in this too. And I get to have away time and me time and do the things that fill me up also. But that was a challenge for myself because I had to ask for help. You can't expect people to see your needs. You have to actually voice them.
That's a big one. And that's tough for a lot of people. I think women in general, and I can only imagine for mothers, because you get kind of used to doing it all or nurturing or providing all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think some people too, I don't know if you felt this way, sometimes experience a little guilt about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kind of.
Especially me being a stay-at-home mom. I feel like that's my job. And so if I'm asking my husband to step up more, then it's like I'm not doing that part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of stay-at-home moms feel guilty because you said you were going to stay at home and take care of your kids. And even working moms, because you've taken this time away from your kid. And now if you want to go work out, that's another hour out of the day that you could maybe be with your kid. But sometimes we have to do that. And it is okay to be selfish and to ask for the people around us to support that.
Correct. Correct. Tell us more about the Mom Forum, how people can find out about it and what kind of services that you offer.
Sure. The website is themom-forum.com. All of the handles are the same, just the Mom Forum on Instagram, Twitter, and also Facebook and Pinterest. And what we do with the Mom Forum, we have the blog, which is the original part that started it. And it talks about motherhood from all different angles, from marriage, from parenting, from health and wellness, from spirituality, just career, education, all perspectives, but with the focus on the mom. We also have a podcast, the Mom Forum podcast, where we share mothers' journeys through motherhood, the diversity of how people come to motherhood and go through motherhood. And we are actually recording season 2 now, which
Yay.
Is really exciting.
Congrats.
And we are now starting to have quarterly events. So on March 30th, we are having a girls' night out cooking class. Was actually a girls' day out because it will be a brunch on March 30th. And then on June 9th, we're having a mom's night out comedy night, which that should be up on the site by the end of the month, maybe with all of the comedians we'll be having. And then soon to be announced will be our live podcast event at the end of the summer. And then there will be a mom's retreat in November.
Oh, good.
So we are trying to have just different touch points that moms can join our community. We have private Facebook groups in Facebook, clearly, where moms can come and it's only moms in there and we can have open conversations about motherhood. We also have the in-person events. The podcast is another way. And this is just really to build a big community. And another big piece of that is our self-care piece, which is a big thing for me. So I make it a big thing for the Mom Forum. And especially our retreat in November will be around that. But there's also a workbook that I have put out since the last 6 months, and it is to help moms to plan their own self-care routines. So to really sit down, look at the schedule that you already have, and then to take the things that you want to do for your self-care and build routines around the schedule that already exists for you.
Oh, good. Okay. That's tons of things. It's really growing and expanding. That's just awesome. So definitely the mom-forum.com for all things Alicia Beach and the Mom Forum. Alicia, what is your daily mantra? Or what is your daily mantra at this time? I know some people say there's change.
Yeah, it changes based on what I need. Sometimes it's do the work. Sometimes it's I can get through this. But I always love, especially building out this mom forum, is do it scared. Mm-hmm. Just do it. Do it scared.
Yes.
Because everyone feels the fear. The people that actually get it done are the people that just work through the fear.
Through it. Absolutely. Yeah. Our mind can be our biggest hurdle at times.
Yes.
Now tell us a little bit about the self-care workbook.
Yes. So it is basically a journal / workbook that I take you through the steps that you need to be able to break down a real actual plan for yourself. So you take a look at what your actual schedule is, then you think about the type of self-care you want to put into place, and then you take the things that you know you want to do, put those into daily routines, like what is your morning routine, your afternoon routine, and your evening routine. And then how do you work in your self-care items? Maybe they are day-to-day items like eating healthy meals, drinking water, working out, meditating, whatever it is. Or maybe it's monthly things like going to therapy, or every quarter you have a doctor's appointment that you know you have to get taken care of. But to create routines, so it's not something that you just kind of let slide by, and you actually write out a plan for yourself.
So it's like a habit tracker and an improvement tool as well.
Exactly.
Oh, awesome.
And then there's a journal attached to it.
So great.
You have 30 days, because I know it takes about 21 to 30 days to change a habit.
So how do individuals get the self-care workbook?
They can go onto our site, themom-forum.com, and there is a self-care page, and you can click on that and see the workbooks in our private self-care group.
Oh, yeah.
And there are also videos there that help you to walk through the self-care workbook.
Okay, awesome. So definitely make sure to get that. It sounds awesome, and I'm going to make sure to get one as well. Even though I'm not a mom, I think
anybody can benefit too.
Yeah, it sounds like everybody could benefit from it. Alicia, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate you coming and gracing us with your personal story and your professional expertise.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, until next time, all.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.